While there are so many reasons to see Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, here are Gina Della from Pella's top 10 reasons to visit PellaWI.com now. Number 10, Pella of Wisconsin installs year-round. Number 9, every Pella of Wisconsin installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. Number 8, Pella of Wisconsin teams complete installation in as little as one day. Numbers 7 through 5, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number 1 for highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Numbers 4 and 3, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget. Number 2, now Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's featured offer gives you 5 years, no interest, plus 5 months, no payments. And the number 1 reason to see Pella of Wisconsin now, these offers end January 31st. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com, or call 855-PELLA-WI, 855-PELLA-WI. Tell them Regular Joe sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
It'd be offensive. And for being honest, he will not apologize. Oh, sorry. Oh, no, I just dropped my pen. There we go. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Welcome back. Joe Gigante, your Regular Joe here, wrapping these things up today on Thursday. We're going to have to... There's so much to do. We're going to have to carry it into tomorrow. I didn't get to play the sound on voter confidence and voter fraud and all that. We'll play the sound tomorrow, but I want to make sure I address it. He literally contradicts himself, Joe Biden, saying about how he can't guarantee it'll be fair and legitimate unless his bill gets passed. But yet, the last election saw the greatest voter turnout in history, including 80 million votes for him, which I guess he's saying now might have been illegitimate. Maybe there's something I agree with Joe Biden on. Maybe that's the one. But he also said this regarding Putin in Russia, which is a little bit odd. He's kind of musing about this after he said, well, he's going to have to invade now. And then he said this, cut number 9. Listen closely to how he describes Russia.
I think he'll pay a serious and dear price for it.
Or maybe not.
He doesn't think now will cost him what it's going to cost him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he'll regret having done it. Now, whether or not, I think that, how can I say this?
Just don't.
In a public forum.
Freezing again.
I think that he is dealing with what I believe he thinks is the most tragic thing that's happened to Mother Russia.
Right there.
In that. The Berlin Wall came down. The empire has been lost. The near abroad is gone, etc. The Soviet Union has been split.
And this texter says the word he'd use, traitor, because he referred to Russia as Mother Russia and also basically gave him the go-ahead to invade Ukraine. Good point. Who refers to it as Mother Russia? Unless, you know, you're a Ruski. Most people don't do that. There's a reason. All right, we've got 1 minute. I'm going to grab one final call. Bruce, on the road. You have the honor, but only 60 seconds, sir. What do you got for me?
Good morning, Joe. One word for the press conference, uninformed. And Joe said there's stuff wrong with the supply chain. How much does it cost to feed, clothe, and house 2 million illegal immigrants 365 days a year?
That's Bruce. That's a great final call and a great question. Are you saying that you think that could be part of the problem? That and the fact that they keep looting all of the trains with all the stuff. But good point. And you know what it costs? It costs the American taxpayers billions of dollars every year. And it's one thing if somebody decides they want to personally finance something, they want to donate to a nonprofit, they want to help someone less privileged, and I encourage that. It's a whole different thing when the federal government makes a unilateral decision to break our Constitution and our rule of law to let people enter our country illegally without any checks on them, whether it be their background. They could be criminal, they could be murderers, they could be carrying disease, all these things. None of that matters. And instead, they get an all-expenses-paid trip to one of the states, usually a red state where they can. And they get housed. They get all the things that so many Americans are struggling to do. and our taxpayer dollars. It is worse than a Greek tragedy. But as I said earlier, all is not lost. I mean, we have to face the reality of the challenges, but it's not all lost because we have to remember what we are in. We're not in a fight between Republican and Democrat, liberal versus conservative. This is a fight between good and evil, which is between God and the devil. We just have to be sure that we choose the right side. Then the rest will fall in place. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, those three words to guide your path: live life boldly. See you then.
Joe Radio Show.